This episode is proudly brought to you by our mates at Ned's.
Josh, do you give out many tips?
Sometimes.
Who's your source?
Well, normally Sam McClure. Like, he's he's really good. Like, I backed Harley Reid not to make it in West Coast colours. And then this year, just anything he says, I go the opposite.
Congrats. It's a good it's a good option. Hey, I've got...
What are you? What about you?
Have you got a brother-in-law?
No.
You need a brother-in-law for your tips, mate. That's where I get mine from. Yeah,
I could ask my brother to divorce his wife and then we can see how we go, but...
That'd be the first step, wouldn't it?
I need to speak to Georgie too. He's always real confident with his tips, but they never ever come off. Now, if you're looking for a one-stop shop for social betting, check out the Neds app. You can create groups perfect for betting together and ripping on your mates. And if you think you found a winner, you can let them know.
Or you might be looking for a hot tip.
And you can build a profile and share your bets with your followers.
Or you can see what other punters are like on the feed.
There's also expert tips on everything AFL from the fantasy pick himself, Tom Rotcliffe, within the Neds AFL Open Group.
It's not just for AFL though, Josh. There are other open groups for racing, B-ball, UFC, soccer, and heaps more.
Download the Neds app if you haven't already and take it to the Neds level. T's and C's apply and available on the Neds website. You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. Hello and welcome to the Kid Forward Podcast for another week. Congratulations, you've made it to episode 5 of the season so far. Big show for us. And also some big reviews recently. This is from Apple Podcasts, Almost Superhuman from God of Form. Thanks to this pod, I now speak fluent French. I'm an expert in carpentry and I just married a supermodel woman. Congratulations. Whoa. I also gained an unnatural thirst for human piss. Make sure you get to the reviews because it helps us a lot, guys. How you going?
Oh. Bonjour. More French, more piss.
Hit the brakes there, didn't you, Josh?
Yeah.
Doing bloody well. I'm just getting excited for the first live show in Perth.
Oh, wow.
Should we start prepping? Should we do something for it?
Don't say things like that because I'll gasket. But no, we have been prepping heaps. If you are coming to the Perth show, we're really excited. It's almost sold out, about 10% left of tickets. Lots of friends and family coming, which is... I feel bad that they bought a ticket.
Same.
A lot of them do not listen to or watch any of the shit we do.
Auntie Marini said she's coming along. I said, have you ever listened to the podcast? It might help.
Yeah.
She probably doesn't know what a podcast is.
There's going to be like 350 20-year-olds and then just 4 60-something-year-old women that are clearly going to be our parents, our mums.
What's your mum's conversation going to be with these like hoodlums, like these kids that you know, just trying to make it in this world?
I should probably beeline it out of there as soon as it finishes. Just because she's in Northbridge, so...
She might pepper spray someone in the audience.
Yeah, probably me.
I get a little overwhelmed at the support that people are showing by coming to the show.
Yeah, I do too.
A little bit emotional.
Yeah, me too.
I have to keep premising like, oh, like, thank you for buying a ticket. You really don't have to. You don't have to come. Please don't come. A lot of people cranky that we skipped Brisbane and look... I'm sorry, like I'm getting a lot of texts, inboxes saying, Brisbane, where Brisbane?
The person can't speak properly. Where Brisbane? Me sad.
Keep sending them to Georgia. He loves them. Just quickly, Sydney and Melbourne selling quick as well. And Adelaide selling like hotcakes over Gather Round if you're in town. Also with the Adelaide show, if you've got a Harry's Big House case you'd like to come on stage and read out, email one through kickitforwardmailbag@gmail.com.
Excited for the Adelaide just week in general. We're not too overloaded like we were last year as far as stuff to do. So we actually get to go to some games and have a good time. Staying with the Dylan Friends guys in like a bit of like a TikTok house.
The TikTok mansion. Oh my God. We're going to make so many videos with the boys. Well, I wanted to first of all start by wishing Giorgio something.
Happy birthday.
Hey.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Giorgio. Big birthday boy of the weekend. First of all, on behalf of Josh, myself, the listeners,
yeah,
happy birthday to you.
Thanks, guys.
Tell us about the big day.
Oh, where do I begin?
Yeah, where do you begin?
I woke up as I normally do. On a Saturday, I was very lucky that birthday fell on a Saturday.
Yeah, awesome day. You could maybe have a few party times.
You could have planned a pretty epic party.
Yeah.
No idea what's coming. Well, I went to a gym class and then I... took my sweet little doggy to the beach. And then I got the, I don't normally do this, but it was my birthday. So I got this special acai bowl from Daisy's in Cottesloe off the beach.
Oh, wow. What?
I don't mean to brag, but it did come with hundreds of thousands and cookie dough.
Okay. Should go on your birthday. F and relax.
Ask me if I added peanut butter as well.
Don't, Harry.
Did you get it for free somehow?
No, I paid good money for it.
Did you have a birthday coupon for there or something?
No. I just paid my hard-earned cash.
Then what happened? What else you get up to?
Oh, you know, it's funny you ask. Well, then I went home and hung out. I actually did some pod press. I did have to work on my birthday, but that's showbiz, baby.
What'd you get?
That's your birthday.
Oh, what did I get? Well, Gabby got me a nice one of those beach robes.
Oh my god.
Nice.
And also,
that is nice, actually.
A silk eye mask to sleep with.
Wow. You're can I borrow that during the pod?
You're a comfortable guy, aren't you?
Yeah.
I like, you know, it's the little fine.
That is thoughtful. That is thoughtful of Gab.
You went to the National on Saturday night, as I did too. So just trying to really finish your birthday with bang with the saddest band possible.
Yes.
And then I actually asked you what you get for your birthday then, and you said, I got one of those towel things you wear to the beach. But the funny thing is, I already had one.
I did, you know, I did that thing.
And I was just like, oh, wait, are we in the pod? Is it?
You know when people go, perfect, don't buy anything in the weeks up to your birthday or whatever.
Who says that ever?
Well, you know, Gab does.
Is that a rule around your house of like...
It's ridiculous.
Cause don't
it's
buy
like,
anything because you're buy getting things stuff. You want.
Well, because it's like, exactly. And it's like, well, what are the odds? Well, it turns out pretty high because I bought a poncho and then Gabby got me one.
Oh, you guys both shop at the boring store.
No, ponchos are great. Okay.
Okay, guys, I'm not going to buy one Nando's voucher 3 weeks before my birthday, okay? I actually celebrated a birthday over the weekend myself. Happy 30th to good pod listener Mitchell Osborne. He went out of his way to create a Billy Madison-style decathlon event.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. So he had the full board of categories from the movie, if you're familiar. There were games in the park. We had Squid Games, Red Light, Green Light. That was a good one. Egg and Spoon Race. There
Did
were
you
games.
Murder people as part of the Squid Games?
No, a few beers, but Giorgio, way-oh.
Any acai bowls?
Way-oh.
They weren't allowed to extreme.
Absolutely not. There were games in the drinking coliseum, like Flip Cup and Jenga. There were games in the garage, including games on the Nintendo Switch. Now, anyone organising a party should consider this as an option. It was awesome. Also, shout out to our mate Jez, who quickly assumed the role of villain throughout the day and had... Well, we all just formed alliances and against their team, Team Dark Blue. Could you please just get the... some sad music out, Josh, because things didn't go so well.
Harry, this is a safe space.
Thanks. I don't feel good about this. And the boys group, the extended group, friends of Mitch, don't feel very good either.
Okay.
We love him. He went all this effort to organise an amazing day. The day after, he sent us a message thanking us for the present that we got him. He also made it clear that we all forgot to write in his big novelty card. It was still in the plastic.
Was that the gift?
Nah, we got him another great gift.
Did everyone just assume someone else was sorting it?
I guess. I take some responsibility for that, even though I was not part of that initial... crew that actually sourced the present and the card. Maybe I should have stepped up and done that.
Yeah. Bit of leadership. Never goes astray.
But you know what? I don't think that's the worst result. Oh. A few years back, I actually got my sister a birthday card, just a blank one, and said, here, use this. How annoying is going to buy bloody birthday cards? Use this on the next person you need it for.
Mm.
If you're going to do that, though, make sure you verbally demonstrate what you were going to say in the card.
Nice message.
I was about to say, yeah, because otherwise you're just taking all the effort out of saying the nice thing.
Yeah, so you must say it to them as well.
Yeah, I'd wager it's nicer to have a nice spoken message than receive a card that says, dear Giorgio, happy birthday.
But yeah, take the verbal message and the card and they've got this handy thing ready to go. Because you're always going to buy a bloody present, need a card.
Can you sometimes give the verbal message and don't give the card, Giorgio?
I'm trying to
think of a scheming.
It's probably going to from now on.
Mm. I was kind of thinking with cards, like cards are expensive. Cards are like $9 now.
Literally.
It's like Hallmark making a bit of money.
Cards are so expensive now.
Cards are expensive.
I would have thought Hallmark are just in it for the love and the good of people's birthdays.
You'd
and
be
Christmas
wrong. They're actually into it for the money.
Wait. They make profit out of this.
Cards are one of the only products on the shelves where the actual price is printed on the product rather than on the shelf itself.
Oh, that's a good point.
They set the market.
What's with that?
And they're like OPEC and oil.
They say, hey, news agencies, you can take 40%.
Do you know it's 40%?
Nah.
They've got to have they've got to have some of the craziest markups. There's no way a card, like if they're $7, what's a card costing to make?
Less I don't know. I think it's more the lives cents. Lost in the process of building it.
Oh, children's lives.
And the oxygen because the trees get cut down.
Thank you, Harry, for always.
Can't
always
put a price on that.
You're a green guy as well.
Hey, speaking of cards, I got some cool birthday. You know when you get birthday emails and messages from companies?
Oh,
nice,
cool. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I got one. It's party time, Giorgio. Thank you to the car hire company I used in Albania last year.
Well, it wasn't party time, but thank you to
I get a special price on car hire. 10% off like a clothing brand. And like, not,
oh, is
not
that why
good.
You got a new shirt?
Also, you mentioned before we were at the National on Saturday night. It was really good. Bummed they didn't play this song though.
What's going on?
Damn it, I should have come.
Bing, bing. Good song.
Good, yeah, I just wanted to play it.
I was actually talking about this the other day. You know how like on Triple J, like they're constantly torn between on the Like A Version. I know it's not as popular anymore, but you only become aware of like a Like A Version is when it goes viral. Like when Royal Lotus played the song recently.
Murder on the Dance Floor.
Murder on the Dance Floor. It was such a catchy tune in timed well with Saltburn that people got around it. They're obviously artists that are really love their work, but then they have to weigh up whether they like do something that's like a really poppy song so they can go a bit viral and sell tickets and stuff like that. So they're probably quite torn. I just want one time them to do a like a version of Crazy Frog remix where they're like, hey, I'm Sleepy Galoppy from Mornington Peninsula, and this is Crazy Frog remix.
We chose this song
because it just like means heaps to us, and we love frogs.
That would go nuts.
That would actually go nuts. Well, we coined it here
we'll
first.
We're making it. Copyright.
I actually saw June 2 again.
Okay, let's just stop down this for a second. Yeah, you mentioned to me you were off in the cinemas on the weekend.
Yeah.
We had a new experience.
I did, yeah. I went to June 2. I saw it at D-Box with like the...
I saw Top Gun in that. The seats shake and rumble and shit.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Can I just say, if I was saying that, I'd be getting so much shit laid on me right now if I was saying this. If I went to that.
I kind of gave it to him IRL straight away.
Yeah.
Oh, I could do some more now.
That's fine. He gets private humiliation. I get it publicly on the pod every week because I got a fucking poncho for my birth. I'm leaving.
Georgie, weirdly, double poncho is lamer than double June.
4D cinema.
Two poncho versus 2D. Yeah.
No, 4D.
It's not 4D. It just moves around.
2D.
Well, it's not 3D.
Yeah, well, it's not 2D.
It's 3D. You've missed the 3D part of the D.
Okay, cut. How did you go the second time when you knew what was going to happen?
Well, I knew it was going to be. It was really good. I was texting a bit.
Hey, stop. I don't care.
How much time did you spend fucking the worm popcorn cup?
Do you hear me thinking? I think there's a big flaw in the Dune World storyline. Also, Harry, if you did... The next June's going to be crazy. Apparently, he becomes a big worm or some shit.
The next June for you is June 2 because you're going to see it again.
No, it got me thinking though. So a part of their worm world or whatever in Arrakis or June is that they can't make things reverberate in a rhythm because then the worms find you in the sand, but they sleep overnight in the sand. And I was thinking like, what if like Timothy Chalamet saying goodbye to one of the bros and goes, oh no, man. Another day destroying these spice merchants. And he goes, hey, it's been bloody good. I'm tired. I'm going to go to bed. And then everyone's sort of hanging around. They go, all right, see you later, Dylan. He's from Arrakis South.
Yeah.
And he goes to bed and he's feeling a bit horny. And he just starts pumping away. But the beat of the jacking off, why wouldn't that you know, why wouldn't that approach a worm? And all of a sudden, the whole place is gone.
Oh, God.
That's him coming. That's not.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Well, I thought that was a big flaw in the story. I kept thinking about it for ages, especially after when he was kissing his dad or uncle.
Well, after you brought that to my attention, I'm not seeing it.
Oh, I've given away too many spoilers.
Well, no, that just sounds like a terrible movie then, if that's not happening.
They didn't think of it. They didn't think of these like plot holes. Like people are talking about time travel and shit like that.
And loophole.
There'd be worms all around you, mate.
Yep, penis.
Big worms.
Little moving. Because you're always doing the thing with the...
Jacking it.
Your own worm.
Chicks would be like, oh, it's a sandworm. Like, no, babe, it's just my trouser.
Guys, we're heading to Gather Round. We're trying to think of like fun costume ideas if you want to be there and like be part of it. We're trying to think of the Friday night game. What sort of costume can we get together and put it together? That's a bit funny, maybe get on the broadcast. It needs to be relevant. It needs to be something right now.
Yeah, something easy to get for everyone.
We've got about 4 weeks now or 3 weeks. So the way we could order it now would just be in time to get it.
For context, last year we went as a bunch of suns. I think there were 5 people dressed up as literal yellow suns. In yellow face, and Josh was a giant sunscreen bottle.
Yeah, and screen face.
At the GWS.
Screen face.
At the Gold Coast Freo game.
Yeah, yep. That's right. I rolled my ankle. It was really annoying. It was really annoying.
Have we got tickets for that game?
We haven't got much right now. Yeah. We're actually going over the fuck all today. We might end up like chilling in the house a bit.
We just spent our whole budget on flights.
Yeah, I know. We actually finally caved and bought flights. It's really fucking annoying. But they've gone down a little bit. So maybe they heard our, I don't know, anger.
Schemes. It's not breaking the law, but sometimes it toes the line. Scheme.
Well, look at the time. It's money o'clock.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Jack Powell writes in, we recently had a day in Melbourne that was 38 degrees.
Oh, Jesus.
My boss at work decided that this would be a great day to all finish early and go play badminton. Fun.
Joy.
Unfortunately for me, there were no showers at the courts.
Damn it.
That's fine.
I was in trouble as I was going to the Matildas game afterwards and didn't have time to go home to shower beforehand.
Yeah.
Thinking like a man who counts nuts in a bowl in a hotel room.
Psychopath.
I signed up for a 7-day free trial for the gym downstairs at work, thereby allowing me to have a free shower.
Nice. Wow. Yeah.
I love rich, that. I'm really rich. Big into that.
The homeless guys in my gym would do that all the time.
The idea that you're signed up to like a gym and it's a chain and there are random showers in a city scattered around. At any point, you can walk in, have a shower.
And take like, someone's piss.
I'm about those free trials. That's a great one.
Yeah, they're great. Free trials are good if you manage them. Tell you what's bad when you forget about the bloody cancellation.
But that's
time.
How they get you.
Yeah.
That's why they do it and how they get you.
That's how they bloody get you.
AJ Mary writes in, hey boys, today I've got a scheme for all those people who are fighting the bloody cost of living crisis at the moment at the cost of their daily ritual, the morning coffees. Yummy. Coffee, you like
Love
it?
A coffee.
Cup of joe.
You hate coffee, you liar.
Sorry.
Last week when going to look at new cars at the Land Rover in Brighton.
Oh, okay.
Don't need a hustler.
In Brighton and Land Rover.
You don't need a scheme if you're doing that.
No, he's there because he has been scheming. You don't understand.
Oh.
Scheme idea. Inherited wealth.
He's just followed every scheme. They offer you a complimentary coffee or alternate beverage with the only small additional cost of a 200K Land Rover. However, if they give you the coffee, you can decide to walk out if the car is not right for you.
Oh, Healy.
Well, boys, I wanted to make sure this offer wasn't just exclusive to that Land Rover. So I checked the closest one near me to make sure they also give out free shit.
This is Rachel.
Oh, hey there. I'm just thinking about potentially upgrading to a Range Rover.
I'll have to get some of the sales guys to help you. What was your name, please?
It's just one more quick question you might be able to answer.
Yeah.
Do you guys do any like complimentary coffee or snacks or anything if I were to come in?
Complimentary coffee and snacks?
Yeah.
Yep, we do.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm definitely interested then. I might try pop in later in the week if that's all right.
Can you please wear a wire the whole time and go in there and try and see if you can eat for a day?
That's great.
You should try and go to every single three in a day and see if you have breakfast, lunch and dinner all at different Land Rovers.
You can stagger it with like home opens where they have like what you've like water and chocolate as well.
Gee, can you do that at some point? I want to see if you can feed yourself in one day just by going to Land Rovers and driving around.
I think they'd take one look at me and tell me to fuck off.
Josh Garlock with Savin chained the house down.
He's coming off. Get him back off. Get him off.
Big week of AFL, the opening round, round zero, whatever it was called, over the weekend, four games.
Was it that big?
I thought it was pretty fun. Oh, a lot of good games.
I was starving for footy on Sunday.
How much did you watch? You watched nothing, though.
Nah, I watched my mighty Flaggers get the job done.
Here he goes again.
Da 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 da. Oh my God.
Is this your song?
It's our year.
Oh, you jumped on him.
It's what? Who's jumping on what?
Well, I'm just saying.
How can you jump
you
off something?
You were Collingwood last year, then the year before you were Melbourne.
Are you saying like I was on a moving train and I jumped up and down, so I'm still on the train?
Well, you've got me on a technicality. Wow. Born science. Wow.
Yeah, thanks. No, it's going to be a big year for us Blues. Harry, what is it, McKay? What yips?
Shut the fuck up.
What yips, guys? I can't see any yips. All these yips people are talking about, the yips are out the window, mate. That's sealer. Oh, what a game.
You've been saying it from day dot, actually, Harry.
What a game. Yeah, day dot was 30 seconds ago.
Did you hear the Spanish commentary on this game?
Oh.
No, what? So they're beaming into Spain somehow.
I spent hours searching this. I can't find the source. I from what I gather, like some of the games are select... few AFL games each week are broadcast in different languages. I don't know if it's just radio. It might be like an ABC international radio, but there's not a lot of info online. But this clip popped up of McKay taking a mark and kicking a goal, commentated in Spanish.
Con su pierna izquierda, va a haber marca, va a haber marca, va a haber marca, va a haber marca, va a haber marca. Estaba cantada magnífica marca de McKay. Si mete este, si mete este gol, se pone por delante.
Ahí vamos, ahí vamos. Y se fue la pelota. ¡Gol!
Y se va. Y gol, gol, ha sido gol. Ha ido gol. Y la cantidad, y la cantidad, y la cantidad de aficionados que hay de Carlton en las gradas. Es tremendo gol.
Y, Dios,
y se pone por delante.
Give me that every day of
the
week.
No yippee.
Wow. So you're sure that's real? And it's not just taken from another like goal, like a soccer game or
something? No, that's real. And like people were asking the question on Twitter going, what is the source of this? The best answer I could find was Spain.
Well, maybe
you're joking.
But watch this space. I'll stream the games. Thanks, Josh, for your KO account. Next week, and I'll try and.
I'm changing the password. You have to buy your own.
You're not getting my poncho.
I don't want your poncho.
Whoa! Looks like Giorgio's got free KO now. Easily.
Scheme ended.
But yeah, I want to try and find some more international commentary on AFL games.
Guys, the mooing worked at Giant Stadium.
Oh my God.
The mooing worked.
No way.
Mason Cox rattled.
I know, he had five touches.
The hell? Shout out to the Giants for getting the Mason Cox petting zoo up and about.
That was funny.
During the game. They are awesome.
They're bloody good. We can't check who's leading the leaderboard right now for the tipping because it's not working. The website's down.
Oh, my God.
But thanks for everyone signing up. A couple people got 4 out of 4. How many did you get, Harry?
Drum roll, please. Oh, boy. Tipping's back. Must get the next round in, actually. Forgot to put my tips in. Literally 10 minutes into the game. I thought, oh, for fuck's sake. What? 20 years in a row of forgetting to put my tips in before round one. Are you... Harry, switch on. Switch on. How'd you guys go?
Ding dong. Anything up there, Harry?
No. Yips.
I got 3 out of 4. I missed out on one, but I really don't care.
I got 2 and I care. I put effort into everything I do.
If I had tipped, I would have got 4 out of 4.
Holy shit, dude, that's really impressive. Wow.
Josh, say something nice.
I was just going to say, we got to give away those Hydrolite ice poles. Everyone's so pumped. They're like, I'm actually inundated by people. Like, where are the Hydrolite ice poles? And the winner is Shave Giorgio for the best handle, mostly because he went to the effort of making him bald for his avatar.
This is the production we require if you want to win Hydrolites.
Special shout out to Fart Poo. That was by Josh Martinelli, and his photo is just Basil Zemplis. Fart Poo.
Brilliant.
Fart Poo wins 1 Hydrolite Icy Pole, but they have to pick it up from the Adelaide show.
I'm not paying both of you. So if you are Giorgio's, shaven hair Giorgio, please get in contact and we'll reach out with the Hydrolite Icy Poles. Guys, I had a couple of things to take away from the AFL so far. So membership numbers. I thought there was always a bit of a conspiracy. Sorry to put my conspiracy hat on again.
You and your hats.
With a number of memberships. People are like, oh, there's three teams with 100,000 members now. I'm like, that's fucking weird. It's weird that like the shittest team in West Coast don't have 100,000 members, even though they have all their members. So Richmond have lifted the lid on how their memberships work. They've got 101,000 reported members. But can you guess how many are actual full-time members?
Okay.
So 11 of 11 games. So 11 home and away games.
I've been demanding transparency in the AFL for ages.
Higher or lower than 12?
No, just guess.
So percentage.
13.
No, no, 1,000. How many? Guess how many out of 101,000?
I understand the question. I just thought the answer was 13. Now I know it's a lot more.
13 people.
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to have another guess?
38,000.
Did you just read my notes, Harry?
No, is that it?
It's 38,000.
Oh, wow. I didn't look.
Just confirming it's not 178 billion.
Sorry. It's not 13
Wait,
either.
Josh.
No.
Just somewhere else between them.
Between them, yeah. It's about 38,000. So when they say 101,000, it's a load of shit. These are some of the other memberships within it. 540 are for dog and cats, for their dog and cat membership. Only 250 people last year took up the digital membership where you get KO free, where it's like ends up being about $100 cheaper than getting it than KO and get a free scarf.
So everyone's rich.
Well, everyone's just like dumb. Just get
the other way around.
That way. Yeah, yeah.
There's only a limited amount of hustlers around.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Mm.
That's how you take advantage.
But there's a lot of other things, like about 18,000 people were international members or country members. A shitload of them were 1 to 3 game signings. So that's anywhere between $55 up to like $110 for that. So when people say membership is 110,000, always take it with a grain of salt. And that also probably means that West Coast, they're waiting in the wings one, which is $55. That's also included in their membership count.
I think that just like the recent Royal Commission into making public the gender pay gap in companies with over 100 people, AFL teams should have to say the divide of members.
Like how many full members?
Yeah, I think so.
I just want them to be a 6,000 strong dog membership. Barking as one.
The team or the animal?
Both, yeah, yeah. Well, we can't
dog,
have 6,000
dog
on the field.
Surely there's a discount for like dogs if you're a Bulldogs fan.
No, more legs to put on seats.
Yeah, more legs. Also, yeah, like
four legs, those things.
There's more dogs at a dogs club, so there's less dog spots. The other weird one was staying with West Coast. Harley Reid was in a paid promotion for laser hair removal,
mate.
And it popped on my TikTok, and I was like, this is just bizarre. So, and very much, I want people to go easy on him as well because like the paper's obviously gone so. Nuts, but I was like, he's clearly confident. Like he's agreed to a laser hair removal and he's getting his hair removed before the season starts because a lot of guys shave their legs for this crap.
Well, why wouldn't you cash in now? Because we don't know about performance yet.
But it's the-
So why not get
that is true. That is true, but I feel like the cost of laser hair removal on your legs probably wouldn't be worth one social media post that the Western Everly Fines.
Not at all.
And so it was. I was just shocked by it. I thought it was so weird.
Yeah.
Finally, Robbo. Now, Slobbo Robbo from AFL 360. Now, love him or hate him. The first one was, and we already posted on Instagram, is Toby Green, rather. He's gone on the show because he's one of their sort of representatives of the year, I believe. And he's spoken to Jared Whateley, who said, oh, you recently had a baby. Congratulations.
Nice.
And then Robbo's just perplexed by this name.
2 weeks ago, Toby, you became a father. Isla, massive congratulations to you as a starting point.
Now, Toby, pronounce the name again. Is it Isla?
Isla.
Where did that name come from?
Just a little fun fact. Isla was the most popular name in the country last year.
I think Isla is like 4 or 5 years running. Most popular now.
Wow. So, but not new where Robbo rolls around, obviously.
No.
Tough week for Robbo because the same week he lost track of time and didn't rock up to his own show. So they've opened the show. It went a bit viral and Jared Whateley's there. And then Robbo's rocked up because there's a live program they run every day for about an hour. And he's just rocked up and walked in and said, I'm so sorry, mate. I'm so sorry. I was at home and I just got too into a story and I couldn't even do it.
Ozzy said 7 weeks for Webster and he said he'd be late. So let's play amongst ourselves.
And then it takes him an hour to get to work and it took him an hour or 10 because of traffic. So you blame traffic, which you should always do, but mate, not take accountability of just leaving 10 minutes early.
What are the odds? Cars going the same direction as you at the same time.
Been a tough start for Robbo. A lot of people calling for his bloody head.
No. He's very entertaining and he's passionate.
Well, I just enjoy this sort of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Just back to Isla, sorry. It's not like it's a new name.
I know.
It's not like one of those fancy new names like Pineapple or Desk or something.
Baby Desk.
You know Pineapple Smith?
Yeah, and her brother
Desk. Good guy. No,
she's a girl and she's hot.
Oh, nice. Easy. Take it easy.
He'd probably pronounce it Pinneapple anyway.
Did you ever have a word you never ever said correctly?
Yours is advertisement.
Actually, I was just thinking that I've never ever said a word wrong until you said that.
It's advertisement.
Yeah, but that one.
Oh, I mean, that can go. That one completely go. That sounds like English. Like you say multiple words wrong just because of like where you were raised, I guess. Like you say,
I do not. Liar, liar, pants on fire.
You say chance all the time, and it's like, hey man, you could avoid a lot of bullying if you just said chance.
Chance. I've got a worm in my pants.
Yeah, final was Mason Cox losing their shit over him, and he used it to push people to his podcast. The vision came out of him running through the rucking training group before the game of GWS Giants, and he's run through and tapped a ball, and it looked like he's just interrupted to be a dickhead, and he obviously is in the media a lot, he's a big personality, but he's actually not that much of a dickhead where he would probably try and do that to fellow athletes. And then it came out on Monday, he's like, oh yeah, the truth to the matter is I asked for one more ball up for practice. And then the ball went wayward and went that way, and then I ran through anyway.
This smells like to me, guys. Bloody bit of a media hype up.
Oh God, Harry,
yeah, I know.
You're going bloody red.
Bloody sick of them.
I did like some of the comments on it. Like I saw a lot of death threats. I saw a lot of fucking kill yourself.
Well, I think that's fair enough, warranted. I mean, if you run through a rock, I think you should fucking die.
Well, that's why they get those snipers at every game. There's the guys that like to murder you.
The thing about the footage is they didn't show anything 2 seconds before him running through the ruck contest or 2 seconds after. He was quite clearly practicing right there. Also, the umpires are mic'd up as well.
That's a really good point, actually. Like, he asked the umpire, Fox and Seven have access to the entire footage.
Yes.
And they were just like, no, let's this blow up.
Just clip that there.
Hey, I get it.
Smart.
Why do you think I clip all our shit out?
It's a cover up.
This episode is proudly brought to you by our mates at Ned's.
Josh, do you give out many tips?
Sometimes.
Who's your source?
Well, normally Sam McClure. Like he's, he's really good. Like I backed Harley Reid not to make it in West Coast colours, and this year just anything he says, I go the opposite.
Congrats! It's a good option. Hey, I've got
Yeah. What are you?
Have you got a brother-in-law?
No.
You need a brother-in-law for your tips, mate. That's where I get mine from. Yeah,
I could ask my brother to divorce his wife and then we can see how we go. But
that'd be the first step, wouldn't it?
I need to speak to Georgie too. He's always real confident with his tips, but they never ever come off. Now, if you're looking for a one-stop shop for social betting, check out the Neds app. You can create groups perfect for betting together and ripping on your mates. And if you think you found a winner, you can let them know.
Or you might be looking for a hot tip.
And you can build a profile and share your bets with your followers.
Or you can see what other punters are like on the feed.
There's also expert tips on everything AFL from the fantasy pick himself, Tom Rotcliffe, within the Neds AFL Open Group.
It's not just for AFL though, Josh. There are other open groups for racing, b-ball, UFC. See soccer and heaps more.
Download the Neds app if you haven't already and take it to the Neds level. T's and C's apply and available on the Neds website. You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. Oh, you're nothing. Welcome to Nuffy of the Week, brought to you by Neds. Thanks for jumping on for the season.
Thanks for having me, Josh.
Thank you so much. Guys, you know, I've got a bit of radio experience.
Yeah, I can tell.
You guys know
when you read. I've noticed, Harry, when you read like promotional things, you switch into commercial radio mode.
Yeah.
And it's hard to bring you back down to like chill mode.
It's called professionalism.
Yeah.
Maybe you should try and get some. I especially deal with a lot of callers on radio.
Yeah.
And I like to make sure that when they come on the program, they are off hands free. They are focused on what they are saying or what they're about to participate in the conversation. Now, we know that talk callers on talkback radio have a bit of trouble with this. They're often unhinged, driving a truck.
Always a truck.
Or doing something where it's hard to hear them, hands-free, or they're not ready to talk on the phone at all when they the presenter comes to them. Have a listen to this guy who called up Luke Boner's Night Shift on Triple M.
The Night Shift with Luke Boner. Go away! Around Oz on the Triple M network.
G'day, John. John, talk.
Yeah, sorry, mate. I'm riding a horse at the minute.
You're riding a horse?
Anytime, anywhere.
What was so enticing about the call to the segment?
Because Luke Boner on the Night Shift does this game called the Quickie. So
Boner does a quickie.
Yeah, Boner does a stiff quickie.
Right.
So it's like he plays literally 0.3 seconds of a song.
Right.
And it's throughout the week.
Are you a fan of this or something?
Well, when I'm driving to work at 4 a.m., this is what I'm having a little listen to.
Right.
And Nova, of course. anyway, this horse was called, it was training a horse. So he was a trainer.
It's training the horse down?
Called, training a horse called Neonce. Now, I had a little look into Neonce. Won its last race on the 29th of February.
Oh,
race 4 at Pakenham. So there's pretty sweet. There's a hot tip for you.
Jesus.
Round 1 AFL, like, surely no one's taking it too seriously on social media and stuff like that.
Opening round.
Yeah, I should say round 0.
Doesn't count, right? Round 0.
Well, yeah, I mean, everyone's... It's just one game. Like, no one's taking it seriously, right?
Well,
wrong. You idiot.
Sorry.
Yeah, you idiot.
Oh, you got something here. Oh, it's egg.
It's idiot
egg.
Okay, on your
like a big old plate of idiots.
Oh, and you say I don't get bullied.
On the Brisbane Lions. Sorry, I'm riding a horse. On the Brisbane Lions Instagram page, when they post the full-time score of their
close game, could have gone either way. Either could have won. They were winning by a lot, 46 points.
Definitely no one upset in the comments, right?
No,
wrong. Brody Reece says, after 52 years of supporting this club, I finally had enough. At 47 points up, I had a nap and then went down to the pub with my mates Larry and Barry. To my utter disgust, I see the Carlton Football Club celebrating. Goodbye, Brisbane Lions. Hashtag Fagan out. Hashtag rebuild.
They really need a rebuild. Losing by 1 point to a top four prospect.
A couple others on this post.
Mm.
Same on the Brisbane Lions page. This was awesome. From a Carlton fan. Reply, wrong page. This is the Brisbane page.
Oh, it's good he's directing
just
him the right
letting
way.
Him know. Smart. Oh, sorry. Apologies. I'm in the wrong class.
Well, the good thing is I've already written it, so I can just copy paste it. Thanks so much. All right, guys, I've got one. I don't know if you noticed, the Fox are really promoting this fight. It's between two ex-NRL players, between Curtis Scott and Joey Leilua. You guys are obviously big fans of them.
Let's go.
I love those hook, right people hook. You said.
And Curtis Scott in particular has received a lot of criticism because he was originally stood down from his role in the NRL because he bashed his wife and he got found guilty of that. And anytime they post anything about it, they're like, Curtis Scott's 1-0 right now against his wife. So he is copying a lot of shit.
Jeez.
And she's spoken out about this. Like, yeah, okay, fine. The NRL stood him down, even though despite him, a lot of the NRL being owned by the very company that is now promoting him. It's like very contradictory and hypocritical to say that. Now, Curtis Scott and Joey Leilua don't necessarily know each other that well. Leilua used to be a pretty good player. Now he's sort of put on a couple kilos. Something tells me he like wants the money though, because they're trying to get them to...
Hmm?
Trash
fight, boxing.
Wait. You're suggesting he's doing this for money and not for the love of boxing, which is the sport he hasn't traditionally played.
Despite all the negative press around it, which, I mean, is being controlled by them anyway, so there isn't really much at all. They're really selling that they really want blood to try and get as many main events sold as possible. Here's a little taste of how intense it was at the press conference.
I've set my standards high and, you know, I've got goals I want to achieve. So this is just the first person I have to put in a body bag and that's it.
Joey's found something very funny. What's happened, Joey? Not impressed?
The body bag.
The body bag comment? What do you think about that?
Walk to boiler, fellas. Fucking hell.
Man, you're too stupid. They don't even understand what you're saying. You're just mumbling, dribbling shit.
I can't wait to get my hands on it, man. Shit.
You talk about feeling his arms. Everyone can feel his stomach as well. Soft as all fuck.
Man, I'm actually... It's soft. I should be beeping this.
What is it?
Line up to feel his belly. It's it.
Bro. What did you even fucking say and shit? Like, dude, I can't even... Whatever.
What is it at the end of Billy Madison when he goes...
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points... And may God have mercy on your soul.
They also did a sit-down special where they sit across from each other at a table and there's a guy in the middle adjudicating in case he gets too wild. And the first question is, why are you fighting him? And he goes, it was just the name put in front of me. And then the other guy goes, what about you? Why are you fighting him? He goes, oh, yes, he says, just the name that came up.
So are you predicting a first-round knockout then against Curtis Scott as your final prediction?
Doesn't know what he's thinking at all.
They just talk over each other for 19 minutes, kind of like this podcast, and then it ends.
Josh, next time you play a bloody F on this podcast without warning me, I'll be out of here.
Well, okay. Well, calm down.
Okay. Cool. Heck.
Small town news.
What a fruit. What a fruit loop.
I'll say sorry, but I'm not taking off my glasses.
Even though we did a burnout, it's still unacceptable.
Welcome to Small Town News. I'm trolling you on this week. I've actually found this gold mine of small town news. Every single city, every single sort of community has a publication, has a local paper that is often free. Every single local council also pretty much live streams and leaves their video online about 4 hours, every single local council meeting, 2 to 4 hours, free for anyone to pillage. Started going through a couple from Perth.
Of course you did.
So you're off talk back.
Fell asleep. And then I woke up again. Then Georgia told me this poncho thing again and I fell asleep again. But no, off talk back for a bit onto this. Like the rich suburbs, they're always fighting about infill. They hate people coming to their neighborhood. Mm. And they're always saying it's got like they're going to get attacked by people. It's basically their biggest issue is always whether it's Brighton in Melbourne or Mossman in Sydney or you know any of the western suburbs here in Perth. They're always like, oh, and we're worried about getting attacked and like this is going to reduce the price of my house. And they go on this long spiel and they have to be interrupted and say, excuse me, are you actually going to ask a question? This one bloke I was watching being filmed, he was just breathing into the microphone nonstop like this. While his question was being answered to. And the question he was asking was why these apartments were going up in his nice neighborhood that would bring people there. Anyway, this brought me to a newspaper article I found during the week. And I was kind of transfixed by it. And it was a neighborhood saying they were really upset about the lack of parking in the area. So this is in West Leederville in Perth. They were really upset about the lack of parking. There'd been a new institution that had started and the parking had dropped. There was upwards of 100 spots taken in public parking.
Hexa.
And about 9 sentences in, it said, the business is the doomsday Korean cult.
Wait.
Yeah, the doomsday Korean cult. I was like, probably lead with that next time, that there's a Korean cult down the road from me. Key to themselves, I haven't really noticed it that much. Apparently, allegedly, they lure in sort of international students, trick them into thinking it's like a Christian prayer group, and then they sort of milk them of heaps of money by nurturing a dependence. I went there and checked it out.
All right, I'm rocking up to the church. It's actually not too far from my house, or Dad's house. I moved back in after my life fell apart then in the last year. I love this song. Shit, it actually is quite hard to get past.
It was really hard.
I should ride into that and they're like, we did!
It's also like they blocked out all the windows so you can't even walk in or see in.
Well, they're not doing a very good job of recruiting.
Well, I'm just going to try and see if I can join up. What takes to join up. So I'm going to go keep trying that.
$100,000.
And a blood sacrifice.
So guys, if you have any local council beefs that you think are funny or local paper articles or anything like that, because there was one recently that we spoke about last year of a woman got hit in the head by a fish playing tennis.
Oh, I was effed.
It was so crazy. And then they did a follow-up one with her playing tennis with the actual fish that came down.
Who were we with recently that said that was their...
That was their grandma.
Their grandma.
Yeah. Was it Angus?
Wild.
Yes, it was Gussie.
And then
yes,
I said, would she want to talk about it? He goes, nah, she hates the media attention. But it was a giant tailor. It was massive.
I saw a front page. Yeah, the like Kalgoorlie, which is a mining town in
the
WA.
Yeah.
Cal Miner front page. Like obviously small mining towns, they got to put out a front page every day. Mm. The one I saw a few weeks ago was their local cafe now sell juices.
Big news.
That was the splash. That was the front page.
Splash of juice, perhaps.
Yes.
What are they covering up there? Triple murder.
Follow the money.
Follow the money.
Breakups, hookups, scandals.
We know your darkest secrets.
Sports gossip. Sports gossip.
Can you guys just lean over to me for a second?
Mm-hmm.
Just come over here for a sec. Just give you a little head scratch.
Thank you.
Because I've got a couple head scratches for you.
Oh, I thought we were doing a good job or something.
Yeah.
You are doing a fantastic job. Good energy today. I decided there's a big fight coming up, so I thought I'd make a boxing sting.
Box my body, put me on the floor, wrestle me around, play with me some more. Box my body, throw me on the bed, I just want to make you feel like you never did. Ooh.
Yeah.
Boxing is a dangerous sport, be careful.
Well, we can use that whenever we want to talk about boxing.
Knocked that one out.
I love how you changed channel 4 times.
You've got to get the right song.
Yeah, I've been
I'm
there.
A channel surfer kind of guy. Guys, Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson.
Oh, I saw that.
What the fuck? He's 30 years older than him.
I still am intrigued. As annoying as it is about all this shit, all the celebrity boxing, having Jake Paul has made so much money off this shit.
You've got to watch it.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone's going at Jake Paul for this. But at the end of the day, it's about the dollars, isn't it?
Follow the money.
It's entertainment. Oh, I mean, a lot of professionals are out there going, this is ridiculous. What's boxing come to?
Isn't this every 6 months? Isn't this part of the cycle of the outrage and then the articles that are written and Jake Paul's just still printing money?
And like there isn't going to be so much hype into the build-up, seeing, I guess, like Jake Paul, yeah, he's big now, but Mike Tyson come out of retirement.
Probably UFC is arguably more popular, I think, because there's so many main events comparatively to big boxing matches. So I think we probably go to the pub or meet up with people to watch a boxing match or like generally less than UFC fight nowadays.
Now, for sure.
Nowadays.
I still think that it feels a little bit more diluted though, the UFC, because there's so many.
That is true. But what I'm trying to say is, don't you reckon the guy explaining to you boxing that has no clue is now more annoying than the guy explaining UFC that has no clue on the day of the fight?
Yeah, I do.
When he's just like, annoying. Yeah, when he's like doing the things. Because like with the UFC guy, I have no knowledge whatsoever and I don't have boxing either. But There's just so many more to learn.
But you're
with boxing, the guys doing this and this and this. I'm like, all right.
Well, UFC is a bit more black and white. It's like, well, clearly he won because the other guy's been turned into jam on the floor.
Yeah, you're true though. I'm more thinking of the vlogs explaining to me though, because they're going to make it more confusing anyway.
Guys, of course, one guy had a few words to say about this whole thing.
Your thoughts on this Mike Tyson and Jake Paul fight?
Oh, geez, I don't. It's a bit strange. You know, is my interest? The interest is low on it. I don't know. I don't understand it.
Wait, was he in the same press conference as those guys we saw before?
Him saying,
I don't really know. I don't care.
Him saying he doesn't care about it. Well, he doesn't. He's not involved in it. It's the biggest thing ever. It is so exciting.
Oh, Harry, can you also give me a warning before really loud audio?
I actually brought that one down like three times.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Just for next time. It's okay.
Yeah, we have listeners. We have listeners that tell us off for that.
In person.
We do. Guys, hey, what about a quick shout out to new homeowner Jack Della Maddalena? Massive KO over Gilbert Burns at USA 299. He must have been thinking about that new house the whole time.
Well, see, again, he did amazing knee to the head, right? And he was probably thinking knee himself to maybe a $800,000 house, not just $600,000, which is also like amazing. I can't afford any house, but
you're right.
But I was just thinking, like, that would be annoying, a guy explaining knees at the pub.
What about at the pub the other day? Josh and Georgia were watching basketball on the laptop.
Well, they weren't showing it.
Yeah, but that's illegal. I reckon that's an illegal move.
Well, you're not allowed to bring a laptop.
Bring like, that's like bringing a TV to the pub. What's the difference in bringing a TV or a laptop?
Well, the UFC was on it. I was going to go up and say, hey, do you mind changing to the NBL?
It's probably allowed if you're watching it privately, but you probably couldn't like display your laptop for the public at the pub.
How would we do that? Like chuck it on a like ottoman or something?
Oh, like turn what around, about, people gather around.
Wait. What about your
old... I mean, that'd be just promote drinking.
What about your old pal Harry in the corner? You're not entertained by me? I had some great chat about the water dispenser. It was so slow.
I think that's when we turned it
off.
It
was so slow. That water dispenser.
It was WNBL into NBL.
What's it going to take?
I watch Harry give up half. I go, fuck it, I'm getting a beer.
What's the going to take? Shout out to the Sobey Hotel. Great establishment. But your water dispenser, why is it so slow? What if there was like three people waiting to get a glass of water?
You know, that's actually, it doubles as their fire hydrant. Like when there's a fire.
Oh, well, guess what? That place.
I hold the big thing.
Maybe what we need to do is line up. Like if seven people are at the water dispenser and going, holy shit, what's taking so long in earshot of the bar staff? Then maybe they'll do something about that damn water dispenser.
You know what bothers me? That's not allowed to be asked in restaurants because you look like a turd. Is you know when you go to a restaurant and they go, would you like still sparkling or tap?
Yeah.
I want to know if the sparkling's free or not. Because a lot of restaurants, they'll just give you free sparkling. But you can't exactly be like, well, is the sparkling free?
I think it's like 10% though they give you the free.
I took a chance the other night.
Would you say you took a chance?
He's drinking sparkling water.
Oh lordy.
Is the sparkling free? And they're like, you've already said chance. You can't get free anything.
I took a chance the other night.
Chauncey Billups.
Yes, and oh, I got this. I asked for, it was my birthday, so I got the sparkling water.
No, oh. You did not.
It was no. Free anyway.
It's my where was this?
It's Kitch in Leighton, West Little.
So they often have like dispensers. Wow, man, we were saying you had a boring birthday. Now you had a good one.
I got a cocktail. Did they? As well.
Oh, wow.
Freebie?
Well, no.
You had the voucher.
Did they bring you out a birthday cake too?
No, but they did last night at Mozzarella. I hated it.
What do you mean?
Oh, they brought out the tiramisu and everyone sang. Oh, it sucked.
Sounds good.
Did you end up paying for your meal?
Well, mum and dad shout dinner on my birthday, which is nice.
Oh, that's weird. We were having conversations earlier about you putting in for it.
I know, but it was less than they thought, so they were very happy to cover
oh,
it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
Only 8,000.
Mozzarella. It's a lot of pizzas.
All I want to say is I'm not going to go into too many details. Watch this space. Big developing news on the Christian Horner horny text sext scandal saga at Red Bull.
You're not going to give us any detail.
Well, I was looking into it. Some outlets in Germany say he's definitely getting the sack, and some around the world say he's not. He's safe.
Wow.
Exclusive.
Did you read all the leaked messages?
I saw the link. I thought it was funny. It just made him look really pathetic.
Yeah, biggest simp on earth.
I mean, we're all at this table.
Like, please, 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 please. Please answer the phone.
Giorgio. I'm a bit confused, Alpha Dog. That's how I normally have sex.
Giorgio.
Begging.
Giorgio, you've been in a relationship for a long time. Things have changed in that world.
Oh, yeah. Chicks love begging now.
Big time.
Have changed, Giorgio. Red Bull's head of motoring, Helmut Marko, not happy. Verstappen's dad, Joss, not happy with Christian Horner.
Why? Was he trying to bang him too?
I reckon. They both got a lot of influence over Verstappen. Marco he's old actually. It's not important, but he's 80.
Really?
Helmet Marco? Yeah. He's big. Him and Verstappen.
He invented the helmet, huh?
Really? Yeah.
No, Marco Polo, the game.
Okay. I mean, if Verstappen said anything happens to Marco, he's out of there. Horner said, we can't keep him. The team's bigger than one individual.
No, he isn't.
No, Verstappen's so fucking good.
No. They're definitely going to fire Christian Horner over him.
Yeah.
If Toto got Verstappen. Oh, God. No, Mackie, no.
You know, of all the people to have sex sort of kinks like that, I was picking Toto Wolff way before Toto. Him. He looks like he would be like an older porn guy, like starring in porn. Like
I reckon Wolf is just straight to the point.
No, I reckon him and his wife have an arrangement, like they just have big orgies and stuff.
Nice.
But it's like,
nice,
but it's all above board. He'd be like, the Männchen from the orgy on the weekend. She sent me a text.
I know he's not in the he's not in the F1 anymore, but I'd love to know if Gunther Steiner what he'd be like in that position. I look like a fucking wanker.
That's pretty bang on.
That's good.
That is one thing I've noticed with Giorgio. You're very good at accents. Your Chinese one on the weekend was unbelievable.
No.
You did it all weekend. At the National, you were singing an accent.
Giorgio, from this point on, No more accent.
I'm just telling you, I know you don't get it, but the tape, the accent's got to go. I don't care how good the band is.
This is fake news.
Dear Muscles.
Hello,
g'day, superstars.
Cold regards.
You've got mail.
Welcome to Mail It In, where we hear from the fans. Remember to get your tickets to the live show if you haven't already. A lot of people messaging their absolute excitement for the live show. A lot of DMs just saying, don't know why the fuck I just bought a ticket.
Well, you've done it
there.
Now.
Yeah, see you there.
Well, yeah, Sam exactly said that. Bought tickets for the live show. He says, I think it's the dumbest decision I've made. And hopefully I get kidnapped and tortured prior to it. You would hope if you get tortured, you have been kidnapped. You're not just saying, torture me.
They're like, normally, fuck, this guy just keeps asking for it. It's like, we don't even want to do it.
We're not, you can go, Sam.
We walk
oh,
in
no,
and Sam,
no.
you can leave now.
We walk in and he hands us the whip.
We're only torturing you.
Oh, don't.
Bo Pearson had quite a few good correspondence this week. Hey guys, just saw June 2, but your video kind of ruined it for me. Every time the chick did that voice thing, I thought of Giorgio and Harry sucking Josh's dick. Oh.
Whoops.
Suck my dick.
I don't need the voice to think about that.
Reese, after we put up an Insta story asking people what they had for lunch, Reese says, after having pizza for dinner last night and it being a long weekend here in Vic, I woke up a bit hung. So naturally, that pizza had been sitting out overnight on the counter went down a treat at 1 p.m, approximately 1 hour after waking up, and obviously washed it down with a glass of piss. Humid regards.
Good on you, Reese. There isn't much better than having about four
a glass of piss. Oh, sorry, yeah, the pizza.
Sucking the four slices of pizza in the fridge the next day. Just unbelievable. You don't have to heat them up.
I was about to say, do you reheat it or not?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Bullying?
I reheat.
Is this bullying pod?
Yeah, it is.
You reheat?
Yeah, I reheat. Georgia, when you have Chinese, do you reheat or do you...
Okay.
Nah.
Jack, kick it forward mailbag at gmail.com.
Oh, that we missed one from Jack Diamond.
I thought it was a good spot to end the podcast.
No, no, no.
To be honest. Yeah, no. Yeah, you got Jake. Yeah.
He says, hi, guys. Hope you're well. With warm sentiment.
That was also in response to our request to on the Insta stories to email us. Hey, you guys have been lazy with the emails. Kick it forward mailbag at gmail.com. We just had to read a fucking email about Reese having pizza.
I agree. Hey, Josh, can you stop calling the sandworm, please?
The sandworm? What
yeah,
do you
you're
mean?
Calling the sandworm by whatever you're doing right now under the table.
No, we I
Josh, stop it.
I put it to the fan.
Josh, stop it.
Can't wait to see June again. This episode is proudly brought to you by our mates at Ned's.
Josh, do you give out many tips?
Sometimes.
Who's your source?
Well, normally Sam McClure. Like he's
he's
really good. Like I backed Harley Reid not to make it in West Coast colours, and this year just anything he says, I go the opposite.
Congrats! It's a good it's a good option. Hey, I've got
yeah. What are you? What about you?
Have you got a brother-in-law?
No.
You need a brother-in-law for your tips, mate. That's where I get mine from. Yeah,
I could ask my brother to divorce his wife, and then we can see how we go. But
that'd be the first step, wouldn't it?
I need to speak to Georgie too. He's always real confident with his tips, but they never ever come off. Now, if you're looking for a one-stop shop for social betting, check out the Neds app. You can create groups perfect for betting together and ripping on your mates. And if you think you found a winner, you can let them know.
Or you might be looking for a hot tip.
And you can build a profile and share your bets with your followers.
Or you can see what other punters are like on the feed.
There's also expert tips on everything AFL from the fantasy pick himself, Tom Rotcliffe, within the Neds AFL Open Group.
It's not just for AFL though, Josh. There are other open groups for racing, b-ball, UFC, soccer, and heaps more.
Download the Neds app if you haven't already and take it to the Neds level. T's and C's apply and available on the Neds website. You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.